The DA in Johannesburg expresses great concern over the unfolding crisis at City Power, marked by acts of vandalism perpetuated by their own contractors, the arrest of City Power employees for theft, and an escalating backlog in addressing power outages and service delivery issues. Amid these challenges, the DA has observed promotions within City Power, raising questions about their rationale given the evident lack of improvement in ground-level experiences for residents. Notably, 800 interns were reportedly brought in to assist, yet their impact remains unseen, prompting scrutiny into the basis of their appointments. City Power's decision to convert all depot managers to general managers and increase managerial positions at certain depots raises concern about the organization's staffing strategy. In response to these concerns, the DA submitted a promotion of access to information request in November, seeking essential information for public transparency. The DA's fire requests include inquiries into the qualifications and promotion processes for newly appointed general managers, criteria for intern employment and associated budget details. The current roster of City Power contractors since January, terminated contractors post orders, evidence of work completed, and a list of damaged mini substations and transformers with contractor information. While City Power has acknowledged the receipt of the fire request, no substantive details have been provided. The DA emphasizes the need for City Power to address these queries transparently, as the lack of information raises suspicions of concealment. We will not stop until our questions are answered, and these responsible for the disaster unfolding in our once world-class African city are held to account. We deserve better than what the Doomsday Coalition has allowed to become the norm.